This is Today's Dollar right here on FM 103.7 and AM 710 KCMO with your host, Darwin Couch, otherwise known as DC, and Ron Esri from IPG. And I am Mark Andrews. Today's Dollar is all about you and your money, how to manage it, how to take care of it, and how to do better things with it. How you guys doing today?
We're doing great. How about you?
Doing well, Mark.
Well, I'm doing good. Doing good. So you're going to try to teach me some more money stuff today.
We are. We're gonna kind of take a step back, Mark, and see if we can't acquaint you with some of our past topics.
All right. Lay it on me.
Okay. The first thing I'd like to do is talk a little bit about why we're doing this show. I think it's important to our listeners out there that they understand why Ron and I have decided to do a radio show. And just to introduce ourselves a little bit, you know, both Ron and I have been in the industry for probably longer than we'd like to admit, but we've been doing business together for probably the past 10 years, and we've become really good friends and really good partners. And Ron, who is really a stalwart in the industry, and a lot of people don't realize that or understand that, but it's a pleasure to have the opportunity to work with him because he designs annuities. He's got a shop that has actuaries, and he's been responsible for, you know, billions of dollars of product design. But he came to me one day, and if anybody's paying attention to the retirement industry, it's Ron. And he said, Darwin, we need to do a radio show. And I said, Ron, why in the world would we want to do a radio show? And he said, well, what I see out there today is people are on the radio and they're talking about products that we're familiar with, but they're really doing more selling than educating. And he said, I would like to get a radio show started where we could educate our audience, not only audience that are buying annuities or in a position to buy annuities, but brokers out there that are representing companies that sell annuities, so that we can help them understand better how an annuity is built, what it's for, how annuity writers are for, and we want the general public to understand annuities. Ron, do you have any comments on that?
Yeah, let's start here. Thank you, Darwin. You know, what it makes me think of is a few months ago, a company came to us and they said, Ron, we'd like to create an annuity that is short term, where people who typically would take money and put it down in a bank in a CD or whatever, and they like keeping their money short term, but they'd like to figure out a way to earn extra interest on it. And is there a way you and your staff could get together and design an annuity, meet our profit goals off of our investments, but also return a good rate to the consumer? So we took that project on, and we launched that product a couple of months ago. And right now, we really have one of the best five-year annuities on the market. So I want to talk about that a little bit, because for a couple of reasons. One, we're coming up to the end of the year, and we're coming up at the time that a few weeks down the road, we're going to start getting these little statements in the mail, and we're going to have to claim this interest we've made on our savings if we're out here somewhere where it was taxable. And although those rates seem very, very low today at a bank, and I think on our last show, we went out and found if you could set up an account at a bank, you could get a five-year savings. I think we found they'd pay you 1.15, which sounds very low. But, you know, if somebody had $100,000, that's still $1,100. And you're going to have to take that $1,100 and claim it on your income tax at the end of the year. So people start looking at annuities for advantages of that, because in the savings that you make in an annuity, if you don't take it out, you don't have to claim it on your income tax. But nevertheless, they came to us and said, Ron, we'd like to do about $300 or $400 million in new sales. Well, we took that project on, and we today have what I believe is one of the best five-year offerings in the United States, offered by any insurance company, and we want brokers to hear this. We want the public to hear this. And the other thing we did is we took a look at, if I was going to try to save money, and let's say I'm just looking at the next couple of years, I wonder which one would make me more interest, a low interest rate environment, or if could you figure out a way that I could participate in the market, and is that market more active than that low interest rate environment? And can you figure out a way to do that without me risking whatever I put into the annuity? So I want to talk about that again a little bit today and tell you how we accomplished that. and people are starting to take advantage of it. And sometimes those rates are yielding between 3% and 5%.
Yeah, and Mark, we're gonna talk a little bit today about recapping our short-term savings program that we did a week or two ago. We're also going to talk about who buys annuities. I mean, I think a lot of times our listeners may get confused when we talk about really what type of money, what kind of money, and how much money are we talking about when we're visiting about annuities or any product for that matter. And then we're going to talk about income planning and how we look back 10 years and we take that segment or that part of your money and try to grow that into an income. But why we do the show is we want to educate people on just exactly what's out there for them that's in the safe money arena. But we've also talked about, I mean, on one of our shows on how annuities were built, which I thought was a fantastic show. We talked about income riders. We've even had our securities guy in here that talked about bonds, I believe was the topic of that show. One of the things that we do a lot of in our office is wealth transfer. And that's if you have some leave behind money that you're leaving to your kids or your grandkids or the church or any charity, on how you can leverage that and pass more to that grandkid, kid, or charity without much risk at all, without really just putting money from your left pocket to your right pocket. But we can leverage that up 20, 30, 40%. And Ron also did a nice show about short-term savings, and then our last show was savings for seniors. So today we want to talk a little bit about short-term savings. We want to cap on that again. So, Ron, would you kind of bring us up to date since the last time we visited?
Sure.
About short-term savings?
Yeah, before we get to that, let's just go back and recap who buys an annuity. Today, if you go to an insurance company and you say, give me the average age of somebody that purchases an annuity, it's going to be late 50s, early 60s. So these are people that are in the retirement years. They want to save their money. They don't want to risk it anymore. But they'd like to figure out a way to earn some interest on it. And they've proven that they've left it alone for long periods of time, or they wouldn't have the wealth they have today. And the thing that we try to teach them, number one, we try to teach them what is tax deferred. Well, as I spoke a little bit earlier, if you get at the end of this year, and you have interest that you have to claim on your income tax, and let's say you have $1,000, you have to go claim it now. And you have a tax person that looks at you and says, well, you're in a 25% tax bracket, so we're going to have to take $250 of that $1,000, and we're going to have to give it to IRS because we owe taxes on that. Well, what a tax-deferred annuity allows you to do is keep that full $1,000 in that savings plan. I understand that you're going to get some of it someday, but if I let you have it today, I can never earn interest on that money ever again. What if I would be allowed to keep that money, go ahead and earn more interest on it, and you know what? I think I'll give it to you after I die, because it may need to earn me a lot more interest in the future, because I never know. I may even need all that money for health care. I don't know what I'm going to need it for. But I do know if I give it to you today, I've taken away the opportunity to earn more interest on it. That is one of the main reasons people really like annuities. And I know there's talk today of different people having an opinion. And these people say, well, don't buy them. These people say you do. But I can tell you this. Millions of people own tax-deferred annuities today, and they all can't be wrong. As a matter of fact, most of them buy them and keep them for life because they're very happy with the decision that they made.
Annuities are a product, Mark, that they're not going to make you a millionaire. We're really just trying to conserve your money, you know, grow it conservatively. And then if you want distribution, then obviously there's nothing better in the world to take money from than an annuity.
So in the grand scheme of things, this is about holding on to what you already have as opposed to paying your taxes too early and then losing. Because I don't think a lot of people think about that.
You know, Mark, I believe what really happens today is most people create their wealth from their occupation. They don't create their wealth from their money. But they take their money off of this occupation. They try to protect it, and they try to make it grow. And most people really have created their wealth based on whatever their occupation was. I know in my life, all of my money did not come from my savings. It came from the hard work I did in my occupation. And I'm just a type of individual that, you know, I'm 65 years old today, and maybe I've been blessed and I have some savings today. And I'd like to figure out a way to make money on it, but maybe I don't want to risk it anymore. Maybe I don't want to go out there and take that chance of a big downfall. And we have charts where we can very easily show you. I know recently, we'll discuss it again. You know, I studied the S&P 500 over the last 10 years, and I found out I could find scenarios where if I had the money in the S&P 500 for 10 years, I didn't even get a 5% return. And the reason that was so bad is because 1 year, the market went down 38%, which took all the other 9 years and make that not good. Well, if you can find somebody that could protect you from that loss, then we would tell you, go do that. You'd be money ahead to do that. Most people don't have that avenue. And they say, furthermore, Ron, I don't want to worry about that. I'm very happy with a good conservative rate of return on my money every year that I can count on.
Right. All right. We're talking about short-term savings and income planning today on Today's Dollar. And we're going to come back right after this. This is Today's Dollar right here on FM 103.7 and AM 710 KCMO. I'm Mark Andrews. If you would like to get a hold of DC or Ron, you can call them 913-317-9210 or simply go online at todaysdollarshow.com. We've been talking about short-term savings and income planning, and two quick questions for you, Ron. When you say short-term savings, exactly what does that mean, and who is buying the annuities today?
Well, when we say short-term savings, we're looking at 5 years or less. We're looking at short-term goals for people with their money. And typically, those people that are buying it are 60 and above. Maybe they're sitting there and they've just held up money every year. They're paying taxes on the same interest. They never spend it. Interest rates have fallen. They're saying, well, it's really hard for me to get ahead. Make it 1%. Do you have any alternative? And today we've come up with solutions that are good. And right now, in a little five-year situation, if somebody comes to us today or if a broker comes to us and they say, Ron, what is on the market today that my client really kind of wants to stay liquid? And what we mean by liquid in an annuity is like this. If I went in and I put in $10,000, a typical annuity will work this way. You'll have a five-year surrender charge period on there because they have to take your money and they have to invest it in something. And they have to go buy a bond with it. They have to get an interest rate off of that bond. And if somebody liquidates that early, they have a penalty to pay on that bond. So they have a surrender charge that we have to abide by. However, because of the liquidity features, typically in that $10,000 annuity, a company would allow you to take a 10% free withdrawal every year with no penalty. So in that particular case, I could take out $1,000 a year off that $10,000 if I wanted, continue to get my interest rate, and not pay any penalties whatsoever. Most people say, you know, Ron, I don't even want to spend that much. I'm trying to make it grow. And I know if I take more than it's earning, at the end of the 5 years, I'm not even going to have my $10,000. So it's for people, they really don't have earmarked for the money. But a long time ago, my dad would make a statement. He'd say something like, you never know. Well, it's for you never know money. And I have a friend of mine that uses that tag with me today, and it's so appropriate. So when we look at short term, and today, when we look at these rates, an example right now, we're having no problem finding somebody 3% plus guaranteed for 5 years. Now, on that $10,000, if somebody were to get you 3%, well, that's like $300. But if I took it down to the bank, I'd have to go 5 years, and they'd give me 1.15%. Well, that's $115. So it's about three times the money. And all we're trying to do is make you a little more than you're making, but keeping safe and protected like you're used to. But then we have some people come and say, Ron, I want to stay short-term. is there something I could do to even earn better than three without risking that $10,000? That takes us into a new product that's come on the industry over the last 10 years called an indexed annuity. And basically what happens in that case is in you take the 3% that the insurance company was going to pay you in your savings, and they take that and go to Wall Street, and they buy what's called a one-year S&P option. And maybe they take that to Wall Street, and they come back and say, I'll give you a 6% one-year option. Here's what that means to you as a senior. If the market goes up this year in 12 months from the day that you buy it, if it goes up 6%, instead of you adding 3% added to your policy, they will add 6%. Well, a lot of people look at that and say, wow, that's very attractive. And when you look at how well the market's done over the last 5 years, you could see where people are getting better returns than 3% in their savings accounts. As a matter of fact, we did a study for the last 5 years and found out if you would have just taken that little option instead of that 3% interest rate, your yield would have almost been 5% for the five-year period without risking your $10,000. So what we try to do is educate people on different ways to earn interest, even though you have a short-term goal with that money. Because, you know, some people may say, you know, Ron, I need that money 5 years from now. I want to buy a truck. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. But for whatever reason, they want to keep it very short-term.
So, Mark, we find ourselves today in a really in an unusual economic environment because we've got these low interest rates that are out there. But even more importantly in our business, the stock markets went up, I don't know, Ron, 6, 7, 8 years in a row. I mean, the bull markets.
Yeah.
And it's really funny in our world because, we do a lot of planning. We talk about all kinds of money. But it seems to me in my career that I've noticed that when we get in a bull run like this, Americans think the stock market can only do two things, and that's go up a little and go up a lot. And so they're really confident, even though we're at an all-time high in the market, that this thing's going to continue. So it's on the other hand, we have people call us that say, Darwin, I've worked my entire life to save this money. I don't want to lose any of it. I mean, I had a client of mine call me. He's 55 years old. He said, I've worked too hard. I do not want to risk this. I've got my money in a pool here where I think I can make it. So we've got those two types of individuals that come to us.
Well, I mean, if you just take it logically, you buy low, sell high, and right now everything's high.
Pretty high.
Yeah, you'll hear Ron say that all the time, that the only way to make money in the market's buy low and sell high. But, just to kind of close this out or get close to closing this segment out, the other thing that we want to make sure our listeners understand is when we're talking about placing some of your money in annuities or in wealth transfer, Ron, we're not talking about their entire lifetime savings, are we?
No. You know, what we do is we do what we call allocation today, and you do suitability studies. We recommend a certain amount of people have a certain amount of money everybody needs to have with no penalties attached to it, availability in case you have an emergency. But everybody has money they know they never spend, and they sit there and they make it try to grow, and all it gets down to is, do you want to risk the capital or not? And if you're somebody that doesn't mind risking the capital, there's plenty of people. We have some in our office. They'll show you how to do that. That's not what Darwin and I do, but it is what other people do, and that's okay. But then there's even those people say, you know, Ron, I want a certain amount of my money in annuity because I want it to be safe and protected.
Correct.
Well, that makes sense. It's all about protecting your savings, protecting your money. And that's what today's dollar is all about, teaching you how to manage and handle your money. If you'd like to call them and get a hold of them, 913-317-9210 or online at todaysdollarshow.com. We'll be back with more coming up here in a couple of minutes. And again, today we're talking about short-term savings and trying to find out how that is going to help you and to protect your money. We'll be back with more after this. This is Today's Dollar here on FM 103.7 and AM 710 KCMO with your host, DC and Ron Essery from IPG. And what the heck is IPG anyway?
Well, it's a multitude of things, Mark, and thanks for asking. By the way, Ron, other than you and I being a part of IPG, could you just tell our audience about the services IPG offers?
Sure. IPG is what's known today in the industry as an IMO, Independent Marketing Organization. And what we try to offer, we service thousands of agents, and we have actuaries on staff. We have a life department. We have specialists on staff that deal with annuities. And really what happens is professionals come to us and they say, you know, Ron, there's this big world of annuities offered by dozens and dozens of companies. We don't have time to analyze all these products. And they'll basically come to us and they'll make statements like, you know, I have a client, they want to turn income on in 5 years. Can you show me what the annuity would be the best one on that term 5 years from now that they should pick? And they depend on our education to get them where they want to go. Some of them may even, we have some agents that are local here that have done business with us for years. They're wonderful people. They have very successful practices. And every once in a while, they'll even bring a client into our office and sit down and we'll help them with a client. And it's just been an amazing adventure for me to be able to be around people who are very smart and to be able to help people and know that when they walked away, you really helped them. And that's what IPG stands for. And years ago, probably in the latter 80s, I got an opportunity to design an annuity that I felt like would be good for the consumer. It turned out very successful. And so I've done quite a few of those since 1990. And so now insurance companies look at us as the industry, as somebody that really understands annuities really well and becomes a specialist in offering that product.
Ron, on the with IPG, we do a lot of training with agents throughout the nation. Not only do we service people in the Kansas City area, but we're really nationwide. And, you know, we have people come into our office from all over the United States. So, you know, give us a call at 913-917-9210 and ask for Ron or DC. We'd love to help you out. If you're a producer out there and you're struggling a little bit and maybe you don't quite understand the annuities that are available today, call us. Come in and see us. We'd love to spend some time with you. Ron, do you think we're clear on short-term savings with our audience and where they're headed and what they should be looking for?
Yeah, and I think so. And let me just touch on this real quick, DC. Sometimes we put on educational classes for independent professionals that will come in and the class will be on short-term savings. What are all the products available for that? They don't even know the products that are out there. But today, we really believe that short-term savings is a good thing and that you can still capture anywhere from 3 to 5%. There's no guarantee that'll happen. You can take the 3% guarantee and, you know, you'll get that 3% for 5 years like we're offering an annuity right now. And as long as that insurance company's healthy, it's all backed by the assets of the insurance company. We deal with nothing but great carriers. They've offered these annuities for many, many years. So we would never even think that somebody would have a problem with it. We've never had one before out of the hundreds of thousands of contracts that have been sold. And then because of what's been created over the last decade, we now show people how to participate in this market to try to get interest credits and shown that they can even do that on short term.
So, Mark, because our goal is to have our audience understand what we're trying to teach them today, if you have a five-year annuity and you get 3% and you have a CD that's paying you 1.5% for 5 years, who wins there?
Well, let me see.
I just want to make sure. We just want to be clear so the Mark understands where we're coming from.
Yeah, well, no, it's starting to make sense. So now maybe this is a dumb question, but when it comes to annuities, you guys are creating them. Is that true or am I misunderstanding here? I mean, who creates the annuities? Is it you guys or the insurance companies or how does that work exactly?
Well, the insurance company, for instance, in this last project we did, we had an insurance company come to us and say, Ronnie, we'd like to do about $300 million in new annuity sales each year. We understand that you are very up to date in what the market will offer. Would you design that annuity for us with your actuaries? And then we'll take a look at that with our actuaries and make sure everything is accurate like you say it is. And if we like it, we'd like to take that to the market and offer it to all of the agents that do business with us already. And that's what we do. We don't design everybody's annuity. There's many annuities out there we have not designed. But we do have people come to us all the time that want designs because the products we put out, consumers really buy. And like in the product we've just talked about, there's a lot of people that would find an advantage. You know, I don't mind making 3%. And you know what? They're not going to change their philosophy. The reason the money's in the bank is they're comfortable with it.
Yep, they're safe.
And, yeah. And that's exactly why they want to keep doing what they're doing. We want them to do the very same thing they're doing now, except we're going to figure out a way to get you a little bit better interest. But at the end of the day, you're going to have the same comfort level that you have, or you wouldn't have it where you have it right now.
You know, Mark, we're an independent marketing organization, so we represent many companies throughout the United States. Some of that business, Ron and his staff have designed annuities for, but we're not captive of that arena. So really, our philosophy is we look at your scenario and we lay it out, and whatever annuity works best for you, that's where we go, whether we designed it or we didn't design it.
So you guys are really kind of like in the design business of finances, I guess, maybe.
We do try to design some finance alternatives, yes.
Well, we call them annuities.
Yes. well, you know, there are certain people that you know, tell you don't get into annuities because the interest rate isn't good. And I suppose compared to some things you could do in the market, that might be true, but not that the market would, but it could drop 10 or 20 points in one day. Gosh, it's never done that before. And if you invest your money, like you say, $10,000 into stocks or whatever, and the market drops 20%, you've lost a whole lot of money as compared to what you're talking about with you're guaranteed of 3% or 6% in some cases.
Well, and let's, I want to take this segment. Do we have enough time on this segment or do we want to wait? I want to get in the next segment and answer that question for you, because here's the real issue. The real issue is client behavior. The real issue is, what am I comfortable with, or what is somebody trying to talk me into that I'm not comfortable with? And we always go with whatever you have done in the past, you have a comfort level with that, or you wouldn't be doing it. Maybe our job is to try to just show you how to do better with what you're already doing.
And like you said, you're not selling something, so you're not doing high pressure on people when they call for information.
Well, we'll talk about that in the next segment. As a matter of fact, we've got Ron's got a couple stories that he can tell about times that we've met with people and you know, how many times we've met and the, you know, the detail that we go through to make sure that they understand what they're buying. But Mark, I want to make sure that you understand when we talk about the market versus annuities, we're really not comparing those two, so to speak, because we're still talking about allocation. So, you know, it's if you got $500,000, we're not going to take all $500,000 if that's your lifetime savings and put it into an annuity. We wouldn't want you to do that. The insurance company won't take it, nor do I think it's smart to put your entire life savings into one vehicle anyway.
Well, yeah, you've got that, and we see the destruction that happened when a lot of people did that with, like, Enron, for instance. And
that's exactly right. I mean, we watched a lot of lifetime savings, hard work, you know, drop by 70-80% overnight, which was devastating to the retirement community.
Wow. This is Today's Dollar right here on FM 103.7 and AM 710 KCMO, teaching you how to better handle your money. And we'll be back with more right after this. This is Today's Dollar here on FM 103.7 and AM 710 KCMO. I'm Mark Andrews, with your host, Darwin Couch, otherwise known as DC, and Ron Essery from IPG. And If you want to get a hold of these guys, as they can teach you all about your money, 913-317-9210. And yes, they're closed today. It's Sunday, but you can leave a message and they'll get back with you. Or go online at todaysdollarshow.com. We've been talking about short-term savings and financial planning, and I want to know, who is Jess?
Well, before we get started there, I'm going to turn that over to Ronnie, who went down to see Jess the other day. But the reason we want to tell this story, and the reason Ron's excited about telling it, because it not only does it brings in income planning, which is a big word in the industry. Everybody's working on income planning, income planning, income planning. But in this situation, Ron also tied in short-term savings. So he had both sides of this scenario working. So, Ron, tell me about Jess.
You know, this radio show has just been so much fun. Jess is a pastor friend of mine that I knew years ago, who used to pastor here in Kansas City, and him and his wife moved to Phoenix, Arizona, and he took over a church out there, and for the past 30 years, he's continued to pastor that church, and he's 72 years old today, 71, he recently retired, and he was talking to me on the phone, and I'd mentioned to him that we started this radio show, and he said, you know, Ron, is there a way I can go in and listen to that? I said, sure, you can go do a podcast on it. Well, I'll be darned if he didn't go listen to it, and he called me one day, and he said, you know, Ron, my wife and I inherited some money, and we have $250,000 laying down at the bank, and we really don't know what to do with it. But, you know, I'm at a point in my time. I'm 71 years old. God has blessed my family. We're doing very well. I have a nice retirement coming in. And I just don't really feel like that I'm being led to put my money at risk. But after listening to your show, is there any way that you would visit with me? And I said, you know what I'm going to do? I kind of like to get out of this cold weather. The truth is, I hopped in my car and I drove to Phoenix for a couple of reasons. I wanted to see him. He was a dear friend of mine. We got to go to church on Sunday. But I went and I met with him and his wife. And here's what I saw. We have an individual. He's got plenty of money coming in. He has very little bills. He can't figure out what he wants to spend the money he's making. He's very enjoying his grandchildren. And I took a look and I said, what are your plans with this money? He said, well, you know, Ron, I'd like to keep some of it immediate just in case I want to walk out tomorrow. He has two children that are married, one that isn't. He goes, you know, my son might not need help buying a car or whatever. Well, here's what we did. We took a look at his situation, and here's where we ended up. We ended up saving about $50,000 in a savings account. It's just right down the street. In case he really needs it and that's what he wants, he can walk down and get that. Then we took $50,000 and we put it in what we call short-term savings. You know, we talked about the interest rate at the bank, and he said, Ron, it's just nothing. I can't get anything on it. And I said, well, I've got this little annuity. We can go get 3% for 5 years if you'd like. You'd have a 10% free withdrawal. So if you want to take any money out of it every year, you could take up to $5,000. But remember, you already have $50,000 available down at your bank right now. And if you want, I could take and try to earn a different interest rate on it by using an S&P 500 point-to-point option. And basically in that scenario, he just looked at me and said, Ron, whatever you think is best. So I think what we did is we blended it a little bit. Maybe we took part of it and took the 3%. We took part of it and tried to get 6%. So maybe at the end of the year, that yield would be a little higher than 3%. But then he had another $125,000 that he knows he's not going to do anything with. And I said, well, let's go a little longer term to see if we can get that rate up higher. And we put it in an indexed annuity that really has outstanding credits in it. And this particular annuity, it had what's called a 14% annual point-to-point cap. And it just offered better returns because he was willing to wait longer. And I remember I looked at him and I said, you need to understand that if you do this, you're going to be limited to 10% free withdrawal. So in that particular case, that's $12,500 a year. And I would prefer you not touch this money for 10 years because it's got the biggest rates I can find. And when you're going to go spend money, always spend it on the money that's doing you the lousiest job. So our goal is going to be, this is the last line of defense. We're going to try to leave this alone. And when we sat down and we looked at all that, here's what he felt comfortable with. He did not want any of it in the market, and there was going to be nobody I could march in there to talk him different, nor would I even try. And he appreciated the fact that I listened to him and what his desires were, and I just tried to help him any way I could. I told him I was very thankful that he would trust me with that money. He was very gracious and saying, Ron, I really feel like you helped me and my wife today. I feel like you listened to what we were telling you. And I knew that's the experience I would have if you came here to see me. And the truth is, that made me feel good why I got into this 30 years ago. And so I know there's plenty of people out there that want to take a look at what we're trying to offer. It's not for everybody. And I don't want to debate with people that think other things are better. Everybody has a right to earn their money however they want to have it. But in his case, he's very, very happy with the way that we handled his money.
Well, that's a fantastic story. And as Scripture says, blessed is the man who leaves an inheritance for his family. And so that's a good thing. We're almost out of time for this edition of Today's Dollar, which is all about you and your money. And DC, tell us how to get a hold of you.
Yeah, if you would, just give us a call at 913-317-9210. And just leave a message, and Ron and I will call you back just as soon as we can. We'd love to sit down and visit with you about your scenario. And really what we do is we just sit down and throw everything on the table. We start asking questions, and you guys tell us what you want to try to accomplish. And we try to put something together that makes sense for you. Ron and I have worked together now for several years, and I think we've got a gentleman that we're working with now, Ron, that we've met with at least five times.
Yeah.
At least five times. And you know, we're just in no hurry. We want to make sure that if you visit with us that you're getting exactly what you think you're getting. Or look us up on todaysdollarshow.com and leave us a message, and we'll get back with you right away.
And you can probably meet with their actuaries, which I've actually had the pleasure of meeting. These guys are very smart.
Yeah, everybody that we have in the office will probably be involved one way or another. Mark.
Well, that's the thing that fascinates me the most is that you're all about teaching, and that's a good thing.
Yeah. Ron just reminded me, one of the things that we promised our listeners that we would do every week is to leave a kind of a message or a thought of the day, and I think Ron has something on his mind he'd like to share.
You know, I'd like to, my trip that I drove all the way to Arizona is a 1,200-mile trip, and I just want to leave. I did not go down there wondering what Jess would do with me. I went down there to be honest with him, to see if I could help him. And I'll tell you what I thought of on the way back. I thought of, it's better to give than to receive. And I wanted to go down there and give whatever knowledge I had to try to help him and his wife and leave the result up to something other than me. So I just give that today. I found it to be very true in my life. And I have found that it has blessed me immensely.
All right. And that'll do it for this edition of Today's Dollar right here on FM 103.7 and AM 710 KCMO. We'll see you next time.